My Alabama mama was a cod, as the old saying goes, and her bits of advice were a bit offbeat, too. She always said, like all Yankees, William Tecumseh Sherman's belly was blue. Sherman, or Cump as he was referred to in his own family, was always referred to in our house as that blue-bellied Yankee. This caused my father, himself a native of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to immediately lift his shirt for a show of skin to disprove her edict. As to observations of nature, never touch that orange-colored weed, the trumpet vine. It is extremely poisonous and fatal if touched. Despite the contradictions of horticultural authorities, this warning was dispensed whenever the vine was spotted dangling from a bush or tree. The fact that my father was a forester and was extremely knowledgeable in botany cut no ice with Mama, whose ideas seemed to have been etched on the delivery room wall and therefore were gospel. Never touch an oleander bush, always accompanied by the cautionary tale about the two soldiers from Fort Jackson who took their girlfriends on a campfire date near a lake, stripped the branch from a nearby bush, which happened to be an oleander bush, to roast marshmallows, and killed all four of the hapless young folk. An oleander bush out in the wild? Those questions were waved off with a dismissive flick of Mama's hand. Advice in my coming-of-age years. Along with author Florence King, Mama insisted that the flat silver you chew should never be pierced or too ornate. That definitely leaves out Francis' first pattern. Should you violate this rule, you are clearly too young and too immature to marry. It is vulgar to wear a really large diamond ring before age 30, Mama said when I was young. Unfortunately, I never had to wrestle with that problem. Put a hat on the bed, you'll never wed. Well, I did, and I did. On child rearing, never permit a cat around an infant. The cat will climb in a baby's crib and suck the breath out of it. Children should never dress in black. Bad juju. On language. Oh, the worst thing you can call someone is a dirty polecat. Clearly, language has evolved. Expletives today have come out of the shadows and can now be heard daily from your TV or overheard from any soccer mom at Target. General advice. Stamping white horses or mules is imperative. This requires wetting your thumb on your right hand, pressing the palm of your left hand with that thumb, then pounding your right fist once over the stamp of the left palm. You make a wish and are insured incredibly good luck. I must have stamped a million white horses in my long lifetime, and I believe this one to be true.